The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You feel like you're alone, Will? Do you have a soulmate?
Define that.
Somebody who challenges you. It touches your soul.
I got plenty.
Well, name them.
Shakespeare, Nietzsche, Frost, O'Connor, Kant, Pope, Locke.
That's great. They're all dead.
All right, that's a clip from Good Will Hunting. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, Robin Williams, the comic genius, also a dramatic, I think, actor. He had incredible range no matter what he was doing. At the age of 63, he has died of suicide, apparently. That's what the coroner in Marin County is saying, where he lived in a place, a beautiful place called Tiburon, just over the bridge from San Francisco, over the Golden Gate Bridge. He had been battling deep depression, and he struggled with addiction mightily and was always willing to talk about it when he was asked about it, and sadly, it's suspected suicide. That's what they're saying. It looks like he, because of asphyxiation, but they're trying to do a full-on investigation and whatnot to be respectful of the family, but this is the initial finding, which they were quick to release this. And, you know, when you think of the body of work of someone like Robin Williams and what he did besides Good Will Hunting, which he won an Academy Award for, Good Morning Vietnam. A lot of people liked Mrs. Doubtfire. It was on the lighter side. You know, the thing was, he was a chameleon. He could play all kinds of people. A genie, a doctor, a DJ, a president, a professor, and all kinds of characters. It would take me 5 hours to go through all of his bits, probably more than that. It would probably take us an entire month. He leaves behind a wife and a couple of children. He has a daughter that he was fond of that he talked about often when he was interviewed, Zelda, who is in her 20s, and Cody, and then has another child too. So he had three children altogether. Zachary was his first child, I believe. And he really got his big break when he played Mork the Alien, and he was on that television show Mork and Mindy, if you remember the tail end of the 70s. So Robin Williams, dead at the age of 63 of suspected suicide. Suspected suicide is what's being said now at this point. And the reach that he had and the range that he had, it's not a surprise that he has touched a lot of people in his lifetime. And so many people reacting to, not just famous people, but so many other people reacting to the death of Robin Williams and the films and the characters that most touched them. We'll go to the mailbag in this hour. Many of you wrote about that, a movie that you liked of his, or in some way you felt like he touched you personally just through his performance, which is always the actor comedian's dream, is to reach a lot of people, and he absolutely did that. Also coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to Rabbi Ari Spiro, who has a lot to say about what's going on in the Middle East, in the situation with in Iraq and ISIS, and also what's going on with Israel. He is a very hard right turn, and he makes no bones about why he feels the way he feels, and gives some deep explanation as to why he feels that way. And also coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Derek Green, who is part of Project 21, and he reacts from a black man's perspective to what he is seeing with the illegal immigration and the amnesty conversation, and what's happened with jobs and what's happened in the black community and other things related to that, including some studies that just came out. So that's all coming up. And the mailbag, like I said, where many of you reacted to the loss of Robin Williams. If you want to throw in on your favorite movie or character or what you liked or saw about Robin Williams or whatnot, you can certainly do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. To me, it was about the body of his work, that he could transform himself. So, hey, if you didn't really like Robin Williams in one thing, you might be shocked if you gave him a try in something else. And I kind of felt that way about Robin Williams. And then the more I saw him do a few different things, the more I liked him. He was great in Good Will Hunting, deserved to win an Oscar in a supporting role, and he did that. And he was brilliant in many other roles. I think Good Morning Vietnam was another great role for Robin Williams, too. And the amount of movies and voices and just what he, I think what he contributed really to the world of entertainment is really, really big, even bigger than what he ultimately accomplished on the big screen or little screen or on a stage. He had that rare quality of being able to do what I said, to transform himself, where you might have really not liked Robin Williams early on or something he did, but if you just sat down and watched this next movie he did, wow, you can't believe it's the same guy, because you found something in him that was really brilliant. And I think that's hard to do. He wasn't black or white. I think there was a lot of gray areas with Robin Williams, because he could touch people in a lot of different ways. If you didn't like him, then you looked at something else and you probably liked his next performance. And that is a very rare quality, to be able to do that is absolutely amazing. And I want to throw this out at the top too, because we also had people react to this. Of course, it's been sad what's happening in Missouri. We have a lot of listeners in Missouri. Police using tear gas on demonstrators in Ferguson because of the death of a teenager who was supposedly unarmed in that shooting. And there was all kinds of looting and rioting and craziness. The Ferguson police chief, Tom Jackson, said the crowd threw rocks at police. And there was also shots that were fired from the crowd, so they had no choice but to use tear gas. And they shot beanbag rounds that were just meant to stun protesters. This happened Sunday night when there was a vigil after the shooting death the previous night of Michael Brown. There were a lot of protests, and it turned violent, unfortunately. This was an unarmed black teenager, and the people in the crowd, some of the bad people in the crowd apparently, decided to react, where they started to loot and run into stores and do all that kind of stuff, unfortunately, because that certainly doesn't honor this kid's memory by any stretch of the imagination. But it was a reaction to what had happened, and I think we're going to hear more and see more out of Missouri on this one. Many, many people, I like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and a lot of people are buzzing about his death, about the reaction to it. Attorney General Eric Holder said that the case deserves a full review, so they're looking into it. The FBI is looking into possible civil rights violations, and I think there's much more to follow. Stay with us. Rabbi Spiro next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Tonight, in our virtual green room, Rabbi Ari Spiro is with us. You loved him last time. He is the author of Pushback, Reclaiming Our American Judeo-Christian Ethos. And, you know, Rabbi, it's interesting when you look at what's happening. And, of course, the latest things, I'm going to kind of jump around. I call it the quicksand in the Middle East. The latest thing that's happening that we're seeing in Iraq is so many Christians fleeing as fast as they can to get away from ISIS and some of the horrible things that are happening there. As you watch that unfold, and you know you had the Sunnis and the Shiites and, of course, the Kurds, and melting that all together and the way that we went about that, if you go back to the beginnings of Iraq and now what's happened, as you look at this incredible chaos and crisis, you're not surprised by this, are you?
No, because we know that for the last 10, 15 years, different Muslim groups have been killing Christians all throughout Africa. They did it in Sudan. They did it in Nigeria. Even in Egypt, they were murdering the Coptics and raping the women. So this is something that's been going on, except it has not been reported by the mainstream media, because the mainstream media never wants Islam to look guilty or bad. We also don't know about it because the President of the United States for 6 years has remained silent while one Islamic group after another has slaughtered Christians across Africa and parts of Asia and parts of the Middle East. He said nothing. If the Israelis build an apartment in Jerusalem so people can have a family, we hear from him with such vitriol and condemnation, but we don't hear any anything from him deploring the massacres of the Muslim extremists, radicals, whatever you want to call them, ISIS, Boko Haram, Shiites, Muslim Brotherhood, Hezbollah, Hamas. You hear nothing about it from him. So I'm not surprised, because this has been going on. And we also haven't heard, unfortunately, throughout these years from the church. The Catholic Church has been too quiet. Too quiet. I've heard from people in Africa, black people who are Catholics, and they feel left down, really let down by the church that has not raised in the last 10 years any type of real call against what's happening. That's one thing. And the second thing I want to say is like this, Katie. Now we know why Israel has to do what it has to do. Because it doesn't make a difference if it's ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, they're all the same. And if Israel wouldn't protect itself, they would find itself being slaughtered, millions of them, by Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, and why do you think there's an uprising somewhat? I don't think it's as, I don't know, I don't think it's as vast as many people say, but but you do hear. Why is there this, you know, this reach to punch Israel in the gut and criticize Netanyahu when he's doing exactly what you said, protecting the country, doing what they have to do because they can't rely on anybody else, let's face it.
Three reasons. Number one, people do not want to admit, leaders do not want to admit that there's a big problem from large segments of the Islamic community who have in their charter the obligation to kill, murder Jews, Christians, infidels, Hindus. That's what they want to do. World leaders don't want to recognize it, because if they do, they have to do something about it. They don't have the stomach to do it. So what they do is they condemn those people like Israel that try to defend against it. Second thing, you've got a left-wing media. The left-wing media hates America, hated every war America was in, and so they hate Israel. Those who hate America hate Israel, and those who hate Israel hate America because they're outposts of democracy, the Judeo-Christian ethos, the Bible. And so the left has been against every war America has undertaken, so they're against the wars of Israel. And the left also believes that anything that's done by white people, Christian people, white people, Jewish people, somehow we're all guilty of being colonizers and oppressors. So they're never going to take the, never going to support Israel or America. And then you have, of course, your good old-fashioned anti-Semitism. I guess it didn't go away. And you have it in all throughout Europe, because Europe has become Muslim. What, 20% in some places? And then you've got the lefties that are anti-Jewish and some of the old righties. So anti-Semitism, leftism, and the inability, the unwillingness to face the reality of the charge of Islam marching forward to destroy Western civilization.
Yeah. Rabbi, when you look at the president, you talk about the policy and the president being silent and whatnot, and no matter what Muslim group it is, and you think of the Arab Spring, what happened to the so-called celebrated Arab Spring and how all this was coming together? It was a big flop, right?
Oh, it never was an Arab Spring. I called it an Arab Winter right away. I was the Israel man, the Middle East man for the Washington Times, their radio, and then later for the American Morning News, when everybody was celebrating, because everybody wanted to hope so badly that in the Arab world there's this yearning for democracy, and Jefferson and Adam and Washington and the Gettysburg Address. Everybody was yearning. I knew it wasn't so. And I knew that it would end up where the Muslim Brotherhood would co-opt and would take away some of the good yearnings in the Arab world. They would co-opt that, and they would get in charge, and they would become in charge. And that's what President Obama wanted all the while. He wanted Mubarak out. Mubarak was too Western, and he wanted the Muslim Brotherhood to come in. He didn't want Gaddafi. Gaddafi, for most of his life, was a bad guy, but towards the end, he saw the light and said, you know, I better be on the side of the West, and Obama didn't want him either. So I always knew that the Arab Spring would be an Arab Winter, and I always knew that President Obama did not want Western-style real freedom in Egypt. He wanted the Muslim Brotherhood, just like in this war. He's backing Hamas, which is the Muslim Brotherhood against the democracy, Israel. Barack Obama is a radical man, Katie. He's not a liberal. He's a Marxist. he's not just a Muslim sympathizer. He seems to sympathize. He chooses leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood. And he's not some civil rights, black civil rights leader. He's someone who's a fan of Malcolm X. He's a very radical guy. I don't care how many Armani suits he has and how much ice cream he and basketball he plays.
So he just toned it down, and his handlers did, to get him elected?
He's very adept at this. He's very adept at making people think that he is whatever they hope he is to be. Hope and change. He knew he could do that. He would have every American think that Barack Obama represented the hope that that particular American wanted, except me. I didn't put any hope in him because I'm a conservative, I'm a patriot, I love my country, and I love the Constitution, and I'm a fan of Israel. But the other people, also listen, a lot of people were caught up in the whole thing of being involved in the historic moment of voting for the first black president. But I don't think people should vote for people based on the historical new chapter of creation. You vote for someone who will defend your country, improve the economy, protect your children, and you vote for someone who loves the country. This is 6 years later. I can't say that Barack Obama loves the country. I heard someone say something the other day that was very smart, very right. She said, you know, you can see that Netanyahu loves his people. He's fighting for them. He's taking world criticism. They're punching him and punching him. But he loves his people. He's going to protect them. I don't know that Barack Obama loves the American people. I don't know how much he wants to protect us. I really don't. When there's Islamic violence here in the country, like at Fort Hood, when they killed all those people and they were yelling, Allah Akbar, what did he say? It's workplace violence. Listen, and so he puts it all like to the side, nothing to worry about. Well, if you protect someone, you want to protect someone because you love them, you don't shove it to the side and call it workplace violence. You make sure it never happens again.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. What do you make of Hillary Clinton and the public comments? Wow, really stepping away from the press and completely throwing to the side, rejecting the foreign policy doctrine of Obama, especially the decision to, with the backing the Syrian rebels and saying it was a complete abject failure. So she's doing some distancing. Is this more about politics than anything else because she's going to run?
Absolutely, it's about politics. Listen, she was his Secretary of State for, 4 years? She implemented the policy, and it wasn't as if she was some schoolgirl that had to listen to him. She's Hillary Clinton. If she didn't agree, she could have left after the first year. She sure did it. For someone who didn't agree with it, she did a very zealous job of implementing it. I remember when she got on the phone and lambasted Prime Minister Netanyahu because he allowed the building of some apartments in Jerusalem. My God, it's a Jewish city. There should be Jewish apartments. So she seemed to have her heart in putting the Obama policy into play. But, now she's running, and she knows that he's very unpopular. So she's distancing herself from Obama. But, listen, Hillary Clinton is, she's the same. She's a left-winger. Don't kid yourself. A left-winger number one.
I like that. Rabbi, don't be a stranger. You're fun to have on the show. Rabbi Spiro, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Hey, my pleasure. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
A lot of people reacting to the death of Oscar-winning actor Robin Williams at the age of 63, a suspected suicide. Marin County coroner released a statement saying the death was suspected to be a suicide due to asphyxiation. They're still actually going through the process, but that's the original statement coming out of the coroner's office. So there you go. And the world reacting to the loss of Robin Williams. Many of you caught on to this quickly and sent in several emails. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chaz, who says, hey, Kate, been listening to the show. I promise I'll call in eventually at some point. I like your soothing tones in a mad, mad world. I think that Robin Williams was a mad, mad comic genius. He was certainly the guy who stole my heart in Good Will Hunting. Ever since I saw him in that movie, that's when I got hooked into Robin Williams. And I think that the things that he did after that, and then I went back and looked at some of the previous things, like Good Morning Vietnam, were equally as interesting and so well done. It's very sad that he was battling depression, as so many people in this country do. It just goes to show you, depression doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're poor or have money, if you're talented or not. It it just does not discriminate. Perhaps more eyes will be opened to the fact that depression is a very, very serious thing that has permeated all walks of life in this country. Keep up the good work. You know, that's the other part of it. He, no matter what, he was definitely struggling with depression. I mean, his wife said it. He admitted it. That was great about Robin Williams. He talked about his life. He talked about when he was in certain interviews, he talked about dealing with alcohol and that addiction and dealing with depression. And it's a tough, tough thing. I luckily do not, I think all of us have some form of feeling depressed. But serious depression, I have dealt with it around me, and it is really tough when you love people and you're trying so hard to pull them out of it and you just can't because they live in their head, and there's just a horrible thing that I think goes through the minds of people who suffer at different levels with it, and it's tough. It's tough to exist in the world. And so look at this guy, a guy with plenty of friends, real authentic friends and family, and it was obviously a very incredibly debilitating thing for Robin Williams. All right, here's another one. This one from Bob in Illinois. He said, Kate, time for my weekly email. On a sad note, Robin Williams, my hero. I fought in the Vietnam War. He told that story so well, it brought me to tears, tears of laughter. When I saw Good Morning Vietnam, it turned a corner for me, actually, in watching that. I like so many things that he did. I could go on and on, but I believe he was a humanitarian from things that I read. Of course, just knowing him from a fan perspective, but I choose to believe that he was that authentic guy, and it came through in his work. RIP, Robin Williams. Yeah, I think that's a lot of what is being said, frankly. The other things that he did for people and how pleasant he was, how he lived what the most normal life he could live outside of the San Francisco area, and just when people recognized him would stop and talk and didn't throw down the Hollywood attitude thing or whatever. And you could certainly see that in the reaction to so many people in the area where he lived, to the loss of Robin Williams. Okay, a couple more in that vein where people were talking about Robin Williams. This one from Cody, who says, rock on, Robin Williams. In the afterlife, he will be just as loved as he was here on Earth. I know there's another side. He's already there, man, and he's already entertaining them. It's just got to be really rough for his family. What a loss he would be, huh? Yeah, what a loss he would be at some of those family parties, probably. Well, just in general, because he had children, and he had a wife, and he had some ex-wives that he, I think at least one of them, he still managed to be pretty close to. But, you know, you get the 911 call, and they go into his house, and he's unconscious and not breathing, and that's it, unfortunately. And then it turns out it's Robin Williams, dead at the age of 63. Here's another one. This one from Lori, who says, Kate, lots of us are listening out there. Never think that we aren't. We've just been checking you out here in Sarasota. I know you're a big fan and have family in Florida. We already have adopted you. Make sure that you come and do a personal appearance in Sarasota. I think that Robin Williams was a person who could almost be like a chameleon in so many of his performances. It wasn't just about the crazy, silly antics and laughter. He had a way to reach younger people through his cartoon voices like Aladdin, and he also had a way to reach older people in some of the more dramatic things that he did, and the crazy side that he could be a little raunchy, reached other people. He really stretched across all imaginations, and there was no boundary to the talent of Robin Williams. He will be missed. Well said. There is no, I guess there was no boundary. That's a good way to say it. He didn't, he he took that leap. He took the leap of whether he might have been fearful taking the leap. He definitely in his professional life took big leaps and risks with so many of the projects that he took on. I mean, you can tell that because people might be great at a certain form of comedy or even doing a sitcom that is comedic in whatever form that is, but they don't have the chops in a different way for serious roles or heart-touching roles that just bring people to tears. But he was that guy. I mean, you know, he absolutely was that guy, and he had a lot of breakthrough roles. I think it wasn't just one breakthrough role. I think it was a couple of roles. I like him in a movie that some people didn't like and some people did like called The Fisher King, where he was a homeless guy, but he was homeless because of a tragedy, the backstory of his family, and he befriends a DJ. And that's the story of the two of them and all that happened to him, and then trying to give him a so-called normal life, and he just was incredible in that movie. And it was one of those movies too that, you know, when somebody tells you about it and you really don't have great interest, but you kind of tag along. It was one of those kind of movies for me. So he certainly appeared in a lot of comedies, but other roles as well. His stand-up, some people that saw him at different points say he was legendary. He was voted 13th, I was reading, on Comedy Central's list of 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. That's pretty high praise when you think of the comedians. 13 out of 100. So more emails quickly. This one from Susan, who says, Kate, really enjoying the show and keep up the good work, but I'll tell you what, it was very sad to hear about Robin Williams. Hard to believe to me. He seems like he was way too young to die. And sad if he took his own life in battling what is the devil for so many people, depression. You can imagine some of the details that might emerge from that, but I hope it's his work that people will remember, because he was absolutely a treasure. There will never be another Robin Williams, and that is the highest praise that you can heap on somebody. Never will there be another one like him. Absolutely, I agree with that. I think that he was one of a kind. There may be, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, I think is how it goes, and I think there'll be some imitators, and there have been people that have taken pieces of Robin Williams, but there will never be another Robin Williams. Okay, on a different note, I wanted to squeeze a couple of these in. This one from Jack, who writes to us from Missouri, and he says, Kate, it's so sad what's happened in Ferguson, and as the details come out, we'll see how the story goes. But the looting and the rioting in honoring some kid who was 18 years old, it was so wrong for his family and so many others in that town to rip off your own people and to have it get to the point where you have to have tear gas thrown into the crowds is just unbelievably sad to me. As a Missourian, I have a very heavy heart after all of this. And another one on the same lines, Bruce just quickly says, I have to say that I cannot believe what the people are doing in Ferguson on Sunday night. It was supposed to be a vigil, and it was supposed to be about honoring Michael Brown, the 18-year-old black boy, teenager who was shot. And unfortunately, that turned really, really sad with police cars getting smashed and fires and tear gas, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing. I imagine we'll get some more of those details in the upcoming days. Yes, we certainly will. Right now, though, we're turning to Derek Green, the Project 21, talking about amnesty and what that would mean for the black community. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We've been talking about this for a while here on America Tonight, of course, what's going on with illegal immigration and intentionally allowing millions of illegal immigrants into what is already a back-breaking economy, already stressed to an unbelievable point. But what's really become pretty interesting is looking at it from a couple of different angles. And one of the angles that's worth exploring is from our friends at Project 21, members of that black leadership group that they've just been tremendous here on America Tonight. And the comments about the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and the study findings from academia from Cornell, no less, University of Chicago and Harvard, show that the black population will suffer tremendously if the president takes this unilateral across the board, if you will, executive action to grant work permits to the millions of illegal aliens. So we've had Derek Green on before. He's just a terrific guest. And Derek, I know that you have been blogging about this along with some of the other things that you've been talking about. And I think people don't understand some of the aspects that will happen if there is this magic wand that waves and there's this amnesty. So how does it affect black Americans?
Negatively, to put it bluntly, when you introduce this type of number of people into the country that are all going to be trying to compete with jobs with other unemployed people, you're going to find the competition, which is normally a good thing, increased. The reason it's not a good thing this time around is because we don't have enough jobs to go around. We don't have enough jobs for people who are unemployed who are already here, let alone injecting, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 million illegals into the picture. So it negatively affects black Americans in that way. We look at black American unemployment, and we've seen that over the last five and a half years, black Americans have had sustained levels of high unemployment. It's always been near or about double the national rate. Right now, black unemployment is over 11%. Under Barack Obama, the unemployment rate has reached 16% several times, over 11 times. Black teen unemployment is a shade under 35%. It's only been under 35% five times since the president, since Barack Obama has been president, and it's been almost 50% on three separate occasions. So when you inject a number of people who are low-skilled into an economic situation in which the low-skilled are already struggling to find employment, the outcome is going to be depressed wages. Ultimately, it's going to be higher unemployment rates for black Americans because blacks get discouraged from looking for jobs because they know that that illegal immigrants prize these type of low-skilled jobs and they're willing to work for lower pay. So not only does it depress wages, it increases unemployment. And so the situation directly affects black Americans, particularly those who are poor and low-skilled, directly and disproportionately.
Yeah, were you happy to see that, obviously, when you see that the research bears this out? Because I mentioned, so I didn't give the specifics of it, and we will talk about that here on America Tonight, but just the impact of amnesty on the on black Americans, specifically what they concluded just even a few years ago. But now, when you look at the joint paper by the professors at the University of Cali and the University of Chicago and Harvard for the National Bureau of Economic Research, you know, they pretty much conclude the same, that immigration has measurably, as you just mentioned, lowered black wages. And how crazy is that, and how discouraging is that to the legal black population in America?
That's right. And what this academic research does is it confirms what common sense already tells us. It gives us the numbers and the details behind what we already know to be true and what will happen. And for the president to and his advisors to consider or be considering giving amnesty to this many people, knowing that it's going to disproportionately affect what many in America would call his most loyal base, black Americans, it just, to me, it seems that he doesn't necessarily care too much about the ramifications of the day-to-day life, the practical implications on black Americans who are struggling to find work. But at the same time, it should also give black Americans pause to say, listen, we've supported this guy out of racial empathy over the last 5 years. He hasn't really done much for us to either thank us or even give us a smidgen of recognition for that support. Now he's going to unilaterally, you know, make legal 6, 7, 8, 9 million illegal immigrants that are going to be competing with us not only for jobs but in education. Maybe we need to start reassessing our political loyalties and start expanding and opening ourselves up to new ideas that and to policies that are going to help us out economically.
Yeah, and you know, you also look at this, and you mentioned this in the low-skilled labor market. The other problem is this with the surplus, what you were talking about, is it suppresses the wages too, don't you think?
That's right. That's right. I mean, once you increase the number of low-skilled workers, then, you know, the supply goes up, and which means you don't have to pay them as much because you can, the employers in these businesses, It's their market. They can pick and choose who they want to work for them, and they can set the wages where they are. So if people say, you know, those wages are too low, we don't want to work for them, there's so many other people out there willing to work for those wages that it's not a problem. And that's where it really benefits. That's where the wage suppression comes in, because that's what happens. And again, when you're dealing with a population who's willing to work below a particular amount, below a minimum wage, that increases that competition for black Americans to go out and compete for jobs that sometimes they may not want. But if they don't want those jobs and the pay is lower, you know, you're going to have a double whammy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. One of the things that was cited is this Dr. Harry Holzer from Georgetown and the Urban Institute, which you know this, has shown, and they research and the evidence that he has from a couple of different studies that employers have a preference for hiring immigrants over black citizens because they think they're stronger work ethic. You have to be kidding me. I think that's insulting.
Well, you know, on the surface, it is insulting because, you know, you think about it and you say, okay, well, what is it about? Why would he say that? But at the same time, he uses that because even on the surface, it looks insulting. That observation in some areas, not all, but in some areas is backed up by real experience. And that's what you have to look at. There's that thing called the immigrant work ethic in which, you know, they're coming in and they're going to work hard. They're going to work long hours because whatever these jobs are here, which many Americans, regardless of color, see as beneath them, for many of these illegal immigrants or even legal immigrants, they see these jobs as a way up. These jobs and the pay they get are much better than what they would find in their home country. So they're much more willing to do that. But at the same time, one has to take pause because you say, well, you know, we have a lot of unskilled labor in the black community, and some of these young men would want jobs, but they just can't find a way to get into the workforce for a number of reasons. One, again, like I said previously, there's just not enough jobs to go around. But two, some of these young blacks, teens, and even some in early adulthood, just haven't had the work history. They haven't developed the work skills. And so to pay them an amount that's disproportionate to the work skills or work history, i.e. the minimum wage, also freezes them out of the job market. So his observation is guided by experience, but there's other issues that are going on with that as well.
Yeah, do you think there would be blowback from the black community in general if there's this, again, across-the-board amnesty and this thought continues?
I think so, but we have to be careful. We have to find out what part of the black community we're talking about. If we're talking about the black elites, the academics, the politicians, there's going to be no blowback because many of them support an open borders policy, whether it's the NAACP that was against Arizona's 1070 bill several years ago, which was just nothing more than enforcing federal immigration laws, or you have the Congressional Black Caucus whose districts, even though they're majority black, they're increasingly Hispanic. And so they're for open borders as well because the first thought on their mind is self-preservation. So when you have those types of black elites who are arguing for open borders, they're going to support the president. The blowback is going to come from the average, everyday black American who, you know, lives in the inner city or who's going to be directly affected by the influx of immigrants, whether it's increased competition for fewer job opportunities, whether it's, you know, an influx of these illegal immigrants into the education system that's already depleted of money and resources. Now that's going to have to be split from educating poor black children to hiring teachers that speak Spanish or an Indian dialect of Spanish to teach these kids who don't speak English, or again, spread out resources in the medical community. You know, poor people, you know, some of them don't have access to medical care. And now we're going to put, you know, 8 million more people into the system that's going to spread those resources even thinner. So I think the blowback is going to come from the black Americans who have to deal personally on a practical level the implications of these policies. The black elite, you know, they have the money, they have the resources to insulate themselves from the consequences of supporting bad policy, but everyday black Americans don't. And I think that's where you're going to see the blowback come from.
Yeah. All right, well said. Derek Green, Project 21, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.